short listen to this piece of history.
A paradise of poor lighting and faux wood paneling.
That's sexist!
Then take a unicycle down memory lane.
This is quality broadcasting right here.
Is this scripted? I don't know what's going on here.
Oh, the humanity.
David M. Green.
I'm your number one fan.
I'm your number one fan, David.
Yeah, whatever.
Using his sound engineering skills acquired through the long nights paneling brain damage.
Who is it?
His name is David M. Green, and he's in Australia, of all places. And he does a show called
David M. Green's Summer Powwow.
Well, that's what I thought. Okay.
That's right.
Good evening and welcome to the show in radio form, hosted by me, David M. Green, a humble presenter here on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM, once described in November 2006 by an 83-year-old gentleman as, quote, simply not suited to my personal tastes, end quote. Of course, the show you are listening to is David M. Green's Summer Powwow, or just Powwow for short. Keeping me company on the powwow tonight, it is Nicholas Godfrey.
Hello!
Radio's Adam Navarro.
Hello.
And voiceover's Tim Ray in the newsroom this evening.
Yes, I can just hear you.
You're alive and well?
Yes.
Well, coming up on tonight's show, because Richard Marsden couldn't make it this week, it is my exclusive interview with a star of such shows as Star Trek, TJ Hooker, Boston Legal, and another one, Mr. William Shatner. Of course, that makes everything else on the show quite mediocre, but I'll list them anyway. Smitty's got another driving tip. We're going to cross to Tim Ray in the newsroom for the current news-related happenings on this, the ninth day of January. Wikipedia has some new vandalisms. We're going to talk to Adam about his fabulous radio show, Adam. And, of course, there's the usual obscure 80s new wave music you've come to expect from any show loosely associated with David M. Green, including Depeche Mode, Mr. Mister, Phil Collins. And because Smitty's Driving Tips is up next, here is The Cars with Breakaway. You are having a piece of powwow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. As endorsed by Radio Adelaide's prestigious Albanian program. You heard me. Good evening. Are you a commuter? Do you find that if you stay within the confines of your own living room for an extended period of time, you'll eventually require to travel in search of sustenance to avoid death by starvation? Well, unless you're some sort of photosynthetic autotroph, pick up your freaking ears, because it's now time for Smitty's Driving Tips with Smitty.
Have you ever woken up one morning and walked out to your car, only to discover some up-to-no-gooder has broken in your window and stolen your CD player? It's certainly an annoying and expensive experience. Well, statistics have shown that stolen car parts can fetch hundreds of dollars on the black market, so maybe these drugged-up thieves actually have the right idea. So next time you're down on your loan repayments, call in sick to work and go on a hubcap raid in your local neighbourhood. Like so. That's one. That's two.
May I help you?
Oh, good morning, officer.
I hope you have a good reason for removing my patrol car's hubcaps.
I was just, can I offer you a CD player? It's almost brand new.
Well, yes, actually. My other one was recently stolen.
Here you go. Let me just get my receipt book.
Hey, wait a minute. This is my CD player. Come back here.
Yeah, that was a little obvious. Hi, I'm David M. Green. This is Powwow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Just earlier there, we heard The Cars with Breakaway. Nick Godfrey is here. Have a round of applause, Nick.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm all right.
That's good.
Just on the radio.
Got anything else to contribute to this talk break at this point in time?
Nothing at all.
Okay, very good. Tim Ray's here via the newsroom.
I'm here.
Have you? We'll pipe through a round of applause to you.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. And oh my God, it's Adam. You've just got this band that follows you around and plays your theme music.
Hello, David.
How are you?
I'm very good. Excellent.
So, what's been happening?
Oh, I've been invited to speak on a radio show tonight.
Oh, really? A different one or this one?
Oh, this one I was actually referring to.
Okay. All right, very good. Of course,
I'm just meeting these young gentlemen for the first time.
Okay. Well, really? Oh, I'm sorry. This is Tim Ray here.
Yep. I can see you through a few panes of glass from the newsroom. They've got to separate the talent from the schmoes.
You haven't met Nick Godfrey before?
No, Nick. How are you doing?
Oh, my God. It's Adam.
Absolutely sensational.
Whoa.
That's what they came to hear.
How has your week been, Adam?
Oh, good, good.
Good. Got up to any mischief?
No, I was invited to speak on a radio station.
Oh, okay, really? Which radio station was this?
Triple M.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they want me. They want me.
Amazing.
I'm in demand.
Everyone wants Adam.
Obviously can't give too much away right now.
Yeah, no, it's hush-hush talks.
Yeah. Hey, I went to a Chinese restaurant a few days ago, and it was really old. I don't think they've changed the place in like 20 years, and they had a copy of Vogue from June 2000.
I don't care for those sort. Magazines.
Of course, yeah. Yeah. Oh, neither do I, really. I prefer Clio, but they didn't have any.
No, yeah, me too.
You know those Chinese restaurant magazines, the covers are all ripped off? And there was actually one kind of section I wanted to read, but somebody had ripped it out at some point over the past 8 years. I don't know where it is. I'll never get to read it now.
Communists.
Really?
Mm.
Good point, but have you been to the Chinese restaurant recently?
I've never been to China.
Okay.
Apparently it's the future in China, the year 4705.
Is that right? What about you, news readers, Tim Ray?
No, we don't get out very much. We just stay in our booth.
Just sit in the newsroom.
The news comes to me. I don't have to go to the world.
Is there booth seating?
In China.
I believe there is in China. There's not much in the booth. It's a very small booth, so limited booth seating, I would say.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks, Nick. let's talk about Adam. Your radio show, not you personally, but your radio show, of course, broadcasts on Radio Adelaide every PM, and then, of course, rebroadcast mornings.
Yeah.
So you at home listening, make sure to catch that. It's a fantastic radio show.
In a prime slot, too.
Indeed. I think I speak for everyone here. Well, I'm going out on a limb here, but I think I speak for all of us when I say that we are huge fans of your show.
Well, I'm a fan of myself too, Dave.
I'm sweating, literally, being here. And it's not just because of the lack of air conditioning here at nighttime. I got a problem.
They bring in air conditioning for me on my show. It's a thing about, you know, stars and...
Oh, really?
Yeah, perks.
Huh.
We get them.
How is the show going?
Excellent.
Yeah?
Absolutely sensational.
Okay, well, have you brought a clip here that you can, familiarize the new listeners with?
Yes, I have.
Okay, would you like to describe this clip in any way, or should we just play it?
Oh, it's just a candid moment from the series.
Okay, well, here is a clip from Radio Adelaide's own Adam.
And you're back here on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. I always enjoy hearing a man enjoying himself tickling the ivories. My name's Adam, and this is the show Adam, which is incidentally all about me, Adam. It's 18 minutes to the hour, and now it's time for Adam's Letterbox. Of course, it's not my actual letterbox that's up at the winery in the Barossa, but rather my pigeonhole here at Radio Adelaide. Tonight's letter comes from Candace in Broadmeadows. Hello, Candace. Candace writes, "Dear Adam, I love your program, Adam. I listen to it whenever I can." Well, Candace, aren't you just as sweet as an Anzac biscuit dipped in honey on a hot summer's day? She continues, "I'm hoping you can help me with a problem. My sweetheart recently proposed to me and I don't know what to say. My feelings for him are strong, but nowhere near as strong as the fervor that bubbles from the base of my womanhood when I listen to your show. What should I do? Love and adoration, Candace." Well, Candace, I've only ever been married twice myself. First to the sea, and then to a Filipino cabaret singer named Juan. Alas, both ended in heartbreak and serious inner ear damage. All I can say is follow your heart and remember that love will find a way. Along those lines, coming up now, it's Lionel Richie with Love Will Find a Way. You're listening to Adam here on Radio Adelaide.
Adam. you feeling down and lonely? Feeling like you can't go on.
Outstanding. May I commend you on
I
that
have,
clip?
I have many female fans, and they're just queuing up, basically writing letters, calling into
the show. Oh, really? You get a lot of letters?
Yeah. Letter bombs, too.
Oh, really? People don't like you, or is it out of affection?
Affection. They explode love.
Okay, they're a bit disturbed. They don't quite know how to handle. I've heard that when you get very famous, you should expect a certain level of crazed from the general public.
Yes, I'm there, David. Maybe you, as a young up and comer in the industry, maybe someday you will achieve this level of success. And I wish the very best to you in that endeavor.
I'm flattered, Adam. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Nick.
So, Adam, what is it about radio that you find most rewarding?
The girls, yeah. there's a few around, and they're sending letters.
I think they're in the newsroom with Tim Ray at the moment. Can you verify that?
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Stay away from Candace.
She's yours, is she?
Yeah.
Adam, let me know when you next get a letter bomb. I'd like to report that.
To whom?
Oh, just on the airways as a news reporter.
Oh, okay. You'll be any breaking news that gets broken on Adam can be...
I'll break it first.
Yes.
By the way, Tim, how's your preparation for your news update coming? Because, of course, we're doing that later in the show.
Yeah, really well. Just doing my final bit of research, making sure all my facts are in order.
Okay, very good. I'm looking forward to hearing it because I didn't get a chance to watch the news tonight. All right, I think it's time for a song. You are listening to Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Coming up in a moment, we will hear my exclusive interview with William Shatner and the... Oh, I'm sorry. Where'd that hubcap come from?
Remember, you can't spell powwow without...
Ow.
Powwow! Ow.
Hi, I'm David M. Green. You are listening to Powwow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Just earlier there, we heard Depeche Mode. Is that how you pronounce it? Depeche?
Yes.
Okay, Depeche Mode with Behind the Wheel. Nick Godfrey is here.
Hello.
All right, already given you a round of applause.
I don't get another?
No, not another one. However, Adam Navarro gets this. Yeah.
Hello, David.
Oh, I see. You can turn the voice on and off.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
No. It's just, it's a matter of the mind getting in the zone.
Okay, is this what you do before every episode of Adam? Get in the zone with some smooth jazz?
Well, I usually have a smooth beverage and listen to some jazz beforehand.
Smooth massage?
Yeah, full body.
Okay, it's good. Tim Ray, how's the news coming along?
Yeah, just getting the latest weather reports now for you, David.
Okay, thank you very much. You'll have it ready at the appropriate time. Everything's...
Oh, yeah, ready? Everything's hunky-dory, yeah.
All right, good, looking forward to it.
Hey, David, I'm on the show too.
Hey, Nick. I know you're here. I'm sorry. Okay. You're not contributing any segment, though. Adam has his own show. Nick, you know, is the newsreader. You're just...
Tim's the newsreader, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not the newsreader.
However...
I wish.
You do... You do somehow make an appearance in this next thing. Let me explain for the listener. Right now, we're gonna play. You're gonna hear my interview with William Shatner. Of course, you know, famous for playing.
I remember some character. That.
Yeah. Nick knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
All will be revealed in a moment. But let me explain. How did I, a humble presenter on Radio Adelaide, get an interview with William Shatner? Well,
I remember how.
Yeah. All right. I'll explain. You listener, you will be surprised with what you can achieve. By writing people letters. That's all I did. I just wrote a letter asking for an interview, and he sent a letter back. It didn't make a lot of sense. It was almost as if it was like a ransom note, like he got written clips of him out of context and arranged it in some sort of letter. But he wanted me to come to his house. That was the only way we were going to do it. So during the week, I, you know, at, of course, Radio Adelaide's expense, and thank you very much for the $4,000 round trip and accommodation. But I went to Hollywood. To William Shatner's house, and I kept the tape recorder recording the whole time. Nick Godfrey,
hello,
is somehow related to this, but I'll let just have a listen for yourself. My interview with William Shatner. Wow, William Shatner's house is huge.
Yes.
Yeah, hi, I'm David M. Green. I'm here to see William Shatner. He agreed to an interview for Radio Adelaide. Hang on. You're Nick Godfrey.
Hey, David.
What are you doing here?
I'm William Shatner's butler.
I see. Should I bother asking for an explanation, or should we just skip over this one?
Oh, I can assure you, the gripping tale of how I came to be William Shatner's butler is a veritable yarn of epic proportions. But since I believe Mr. Shatner's waiting for you, we'll have to save that story for another time. Another show.
Right.
Please, follow me. Mr. Shatner's just through there, in the drawing room. Good luck.
Thank you, Godfrey. Hello, I assume you're William Shatner?
Yes, you're quite right.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you very much for agreeing to an interview.
Do you have a first name?
Oh, please forgive me. I'm David M. Green.
Mr. Cochran?
No, it's Green.
Zephram Cochran?
No, I'm David M. Green.
You're talking nonsense. I don't understand it.
I'm David M. Green. David M. Green from Radio Adelaide?
Explain.
I sent you a letter requesting an interview, remember? And you sent me a letter back asking me to come here to your house in Hollywood?
Yes, you're quite right.
Although I didn't quite understand this part of the letter here, where you're asking about my experience with pest extermination equipment.
We're short of tools.
Okay, well, I brought this crossbow, if that's any help. Although it was quite an effort getting through customs with that hidden in my colon.
Explain.
Well, I'd rather not. So, do you have some sort of pest problem in your basement or something?
Something killed 3 women.
Really? What do you mean, something?
Some kind of creature.
So you thought that my experience with basements, even though I don't personally have one, could be used to help you get to the bottom of your case of the 3 murdered women?
Yes, you're quite right.
May I ask why you had 3 women in your basement?
What gives you the right?
Sorry, cultural differences, obviously. I'll just mind my own business.
Why? Are you afraid of retribution? Does your personal freedom mean so little to you? All I understand is that you apparently don't have the backbone to stand up and fight and protect the ones you love.
Okay, so let's take a look at the old basement.
All right, let's go find out what it is. Set your phasers on Force 3 to kill.
I don't have a phaser, and I'm pretty sure they don't exist.
We're looking for some kind of creature, and we already know it will kill.
Where's that music coming from?
Well, get on with it, man. Just don't stand there.
Sorry. All right. Let's go. So, you have no idea what this creature is?
Whatever it is, it moves like a cat.
Could it possibly be a cat?
Where are those faces?
Like I said, I don't think they...
We're looking for some kind of creature. Creature without form. Feeds on horror and fear that must assume a physical shape to kill.
What?
Well, Mr. Spock, it seems it's up to you and me.
I'm not Mr. Spock.
Mr. Cochran.
No, I... What the hell is that?
I'm gonna ram her right down that thing's throat.
Okay, are you sure you don't want to just go back into the drawing room and tell me about your years playing T.J. Hooker?
I'm used to the idea of dying. I have no desire to die for the likes of you.
All right, then. I'll lead the way, then. Shall I? Okay. So, Bill, I was watching The Twilight Zone on YouTube recently, and I noticed you're in that episode where the gremlin's on the side of the plane.
Well, get on with it, man. Just don't stand there.
Have you tried communicating with this creature?
You're quite right. I think it's time we did a little simple and plain communicating.
Oh, thank God. Hang on, I'm coming back up. Oh. Wait, what's that there?
There are certain universal ideas and concepts common to all intelligent life. This device instantaneously compares the frequency of brainwave patterns, selects those ideas and concepts it recognizes, and then provides the necessary grammar.
You mean that's a universal translator?
Not 100% efficient, of course, but nothing ever is.
Indeed. Well, why don't you try talking to the creature?
You have a lot to learn, sir.
Sorry?
And if I know the Klingons, you'll be learning it the hard way.
What?
And if there's a Klingon down here, there might be a Klingon ship up there somewhere.
Klingons aren't real, Mr. Shatner. They're made-up aliens from the Star Trek TV series. All right, whatever. Try reasoning with the creature if you like. I'm calling a cab.
Creature, I must get you to reconsider. We can be of immense help to you. In addition to military aid, we can send you specialists, technicians. We can show you how to feed 1,000 people. We're one who's fed before. We can help you build schools, educate the young in the latest technological and scientific skill. All we ask in return is that you let us help you. Now.
Yes, sir, could I have a cab, please? I'm at William Shatner's house. Yeah, he is, actually. Yeah, some kind of creature, apparently. Okay, thanks.
What the hell was that?
What was it?
I...
Answer me.
I don't know. I just saw something scurry across the floor. It ran around the corner there.
What does it look like?
Well,
Well, what is it? An alien ship? Or is it alive? Or is...
It looked like a human hand.
I don't understand it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Shatner. That's all I can tell you about it. Do you think this hand could be what killed those three women in your basement?
Excuse me, Mr. Green, your taxi has arrived.
Thank you, Nick. I suppose I better go. Thanks for the interview, Mr. Shatner.
Mr. Cochran.
No, yeah, sure. But what about your creature?
The world that he knew is shattered. His black mood of despair is deepened by his inability to act, to do something to change the situation. Now he ponders whether to continue living or to take his own life. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing end them. To die, to sleep. No more.
No, wait! There it is!
Ah! My hand!
Oh, sorry, Nick. Sorry, your hand kinda looked like the creature.
Oh, the pain! What are you talking about?
Oh, wait, hang on. Oh, there's the creature there. Ah, it's just a starfish.
A starfish looks nothing like a hand. It's not even a creature, you idiot! A starfish can't kill three women!
Well, then I guess there is no creature. The whole thing was... How about that? So, let's just put this whole silly thing behind us and get on with our lives.
Wrong again, David. I'm the creature.
What?
Yes, you're quite right.
And now, we're going to fight to the death!
I've seen this on TV somewhere before. Hi, I'm Radio's David M. Green, and I've chosen to exercise my executive hosting power to step in and put a stop to this sketch before it gets too ridiculous. I know it's probably too late. I would have been here sooner, but I was distracted by my synthesizer. Speaking of which, take it away, Mr. Mister.
G'day, this is Hamish Blake, and you are listening to
Pow Wow
on Radio Adelaide 101.5. I'm not really meant to be doing this because I am at a commercial network in a different state. So if you don't tell anyone, I won't tell anyone.
No can do, Hamish. Hi, I'm David M. Green. This is Pow Wow on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. Just earlier there, we heard Mr. Mister with Kiri from their 1985 album Welcome to the Real World. That's the one that has the picture of the guy who's in the band who looks like Rob Sitch, if you're familiar with the Best Bits of the Late Show DVD from, like, the early 90s. Clearly not.
I'm in the liner notes of that. Thank you.
Adam!
Yeah, as an inspiration to those gentlemen.
Sorry, I forgot to give you this. Yeah. That's all you're going to get.
Thank you, David.
Nick Godfrey is also here.
Hello.
Wow.
How you doing, Nick?
Talking through two mouths at once.
Wow.
Indeed. Exactly. That's quite noteworthy.
Adam, I believe you had plans to join a young couple who were having some fun outside the studio. What can you tell me about that?
Well, I might not be around in the next song, but I'll be back for the talk breaker. Just
all right.
Fulfilling a fantasy of mine.
What are you talking about?
Well, what are we talking about? Can someone explain this to me?
Anybody?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
All right.
Well, as long as the listener does, that's the main thing, David, so don't worry about it.
All right, but right now, let's cross over to voiceovers. Tim Ray, live in the Powwow newsroom to report on the news for today, the 9th day of January.
Good evening, I'm Tim Ray, and this is Powwow News, brought to you tonight by Sizzler Family Restaurants. Income tax has been introduced into the United Kingdom today, provoking thousands of protesters and rioters, causing havoc in the square mile of London City. Anglo-Irish explorer Ernest Shackleton reached 88 degrees 22 minutes south late this afternoon. Shackleton is now firmly on his way to the South Pole. British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher visited the Falkland Islands, announcing today that the battle for women's rights has largely been won. To France now, and the new passenger airliner named Concorde has been put through its paces in its first ever test flight. Aviation engineers are pleased with its performance, stating that only damage to an engine could bring this girl down. The weather for tomorrow, strong winds can be expected across southern parts of New Holland and Van Diemen's Land, with maxima ranging from 68 to 95 degrees Fahrenheit. And news just to hand, Marco Polo dies at age 70. Doctors are yet to confirm Polo's cause of death, but we'll bring you those details as soon as they become available. That was Powwow News, and this is Tim Ray speaking. Back to you, David.
I'm sorry, Tim, that was all today's news.
For the 9th of January, I looked it up on Wikipedia myself. I typed in January the 9th.
You remembered to write the year 2008, though, didn't you?
Oh.
Right. Come back into the studio. Get out of the newsroom. Nick, Godfrey, you're still here.
Yeah, I'm not. Adam, where did you go during that talk break?
Oh, I was just out on the bench with a young couple. What, as previously.
You mean the bench outside of the studio?
Is yes, that what you, okay. Yes, outside of the 24/7 convenience store.
What was going on out there, Adam?
Oh, I believe there was a young couple getting hot and heavy on the... I'm sorry, it's a problem. I won't go into it.
They need some smooth music to keep them going.
No, don't have any. By the way,
I'm following in a tradition of broadcasters getting arrested for lewd acts in public places.
You got to understand, listener...
Bob Francis, Father John Fleming, who else? They're all I'm aware of.
You got to understand, the listener doesn't know the layout of the radio station. The radio station is on North Terrace. Just outside the radio station, there is a bench in which there is a couple making out. That's all you needed to say, and you couldn't do it.
I think they're making more than that.
Wow.
Indeed. Tim is back here live in the studio.
Yep.
Wow.
So you got that information from Wikipedia.
Wikipedia, fantastic source.
Right. Speaking of Wikipedia, Nick, Tim, Adam, have you read any interesting Wikipedia vandalisms lately? Or possibly vandalized Wikipedia yourself? Nick?
Well, I don't know if this is a vandalism, but I found this intriguing. I read this on the Wikipedia page. I was reading the time travel page.
Oh, I've read that many times.
Well, yeah, I know you're a keen enthusiast of time travel, so I thought I'd have a look. And I stumbled across this right at the bottom of the page. There is speculation that a wormhole exists in the time travel page on the Wikipedia website that enables the reader to revisit the same moment in time over and over again. It's not even really a joke, but I don't know what that means.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
That's all I got.
Right. What about you, Adam?
Well, this is kind of awkward because I misunderstood your memo that we were vandalizing Wikipedia.
Really? Right? Who are you now?
Nathan Sherrard.
No.
All right.
But I visited the Wikipedia pages of fence, bridge, and rail car and just wrote my names on the page.
All right.
Assuming that... Vandalism only really had one meaning.
just once? You just wrote the word
Adam
once?
Yeah, but in a nice font. And,
okay,
you know,
not like listed.
Randomly in the article. But I'll tell you another story of a previous Wikipedia. What are you guys doing?
Please do, please do.
Another Wikipedia of vandalism, now that I've learnt the term. I went to the page of Founding Father Sir Henry Parkes, and I changed the Tenterfield oration to just the text, "I believe we are in danger of being swamped by Asians." If you don't think that's funny, I also added that he received fellatio from a young Robert Menzies.
That literally is incredible. It has no credit.
If you don't know what the... Was it Tanterfield? Don't explain it. Look it up on Wikipedia. You find out all about it. Hey, check this out. I went to the Wikipedia page for Michael D. Griffin, who is the current administrator of NASA. I noticed it says here his current plans for NASA... there was a list here, and I should read out some of them. One of them was obviously to oversee the fate of the Hubble Space Telescope, and another one is oversee the development of a replacement to the aging space shuttle fleet. It's also listed there, one of his current plans for NASA is to send Radio's David M. Green to the moon. And the description here is as follows. After receiving a letter from David M. Green, Griffin's heart was melted by the young David and his pleading request to be sent to the Earth's moon in search of fish in the Sea of Tranquility. Although there are no immediate plans to send David to the moon via conventional means, due to a, quote, multitude of reasons, end quote, Michael D. Griffin hasn't ruled out unconventional or even experimental methods of trans-satellite space civilian transportation. Possibilities include some sort of Stargate-type teleportation device, a giant space elevator, being shot out of a cannon, or via a complex system of ropes and pulleys. Whatever the end decision, you can be sure the good people at NASA will do what's best for David M. Green, and to a lesser extent, America and humanity.
Wow.
Thank you. Thanks, Nick. What about you, Tim?
What was it? What was his name? M.
Michael D. Griffin.
Same initials of you, but the other way around.
Oh, good point. Good point.
I'm a bit of a medical
Wow.
man.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Nick, just keep it down, please. Right. Tim is speaking.
Thank you. I'm a bit of a medical man, so okay. I enjoy looking up the pages about, you know, certain parts of the body, and I stumbled across the cerebellum. Of course, it's the little bit at the back of your brain. In Latin, it means little brain.
Wow.
It's the region of the brain that plays an important role in the integration of sensory perception and motor control. But did you know, recently, scientists have discovered astonishing properties of the neutron cells within the subsections of the mesencephalon. Head professor at the University of Port Stanvac, Professor Stephen McBarrington-Smith, claims that the cells are the controlling force behind why some people cannot use apostrophes correctly. McBarrington-Smith goes further, suggesting that serious malignant growths can form on these cells, producing not only errors with apostrophes, but also with the incorrect use of there, and there.
I did not know that. In answer to your question. Nick?
Yeah, I got one.
You've been reading... Just in that little break there, you've been reading Wikipedia again.
Yeah, I was reading it on my video iPod.
Wow.
I know. I surprised myself.
Why would you say that to your... I don't know, I understand. Please.
How can you read Wikipedia on a video iPod? Did you take a video of you reading Wikipedia and then include that video on your iPod?
The internet, Adam. The internet.
If that's what he did.
Wow.
Indeed.
So I was reading on Wikipedia. David, I know you're a keen enthusiast of time travel.
I am.
And I was reading the article about time travel on Wikipedia. And I read right down the bottom. It was a very strange sentence. It said, there is speculation that a wormhole exists in the time travel page of the Wikipedia website that enables the reader to revisit the same moment in time over and over again. Now, I don't even know if that's a joke. But
wow.
It's pretty interesting.
I'll put my own wow into it right there.
Say it both at the same time.
Wow.
Wow.
Didn't quite get that. Maybe some other time. Check this out. Did you know, everybody, that 2008 is the International Year of the Potato? No joke.
I don't believe you.
I'll say it. Wow.
All right, let's not milk that any further. All right, the actual genuine description on the Wikipedia page is as follows. The year 2008 has been declared the International Year of the Potato by the United Nations, noting that the potato is a staple food in the diet of the world's population, and affirming the need to focus world attention on the role that the potato can play in providing food security and eradicating poverty. It is hoped that the International Year designation will do for the potato what the International Year of Rice 2004, did for that food staple, namely, inspire exhibits, education programs, films, publications, and greater public awareness of multinational efforts on behalf of our food resources. And then it goes on to say that citizens of industrialized countries are also being encouraged by the United Nations to use the potato as a device to reduce harmful carbon emissions by jamming ordinary potatoes into the exhaust pipes of passing cars when they brake for traffic lights. Additionally, those conscious of global warming can further employ the services of the humble potato by using them to break incandescent light globes, putting several dozen potatoes in a sack and swinging them around one's head to provide a low-carbon alternative to air conditioning, or throwing them at politicians who refuse to agree to binding carbon reduction targets.
Wow.
That is almost unbelievable.
Hmm.
Tuberific.
Got another one, Tim.
Yeah, also...
You're back in the newsroom. What are you doing? Get back here.
Right, okay. I'm back. Okay. I said I was a medical man, also obviously a fantastic voiceover artist, so I stumbled onto the voiceover page in Wikipedia, and it states, in film, the filmmaker places the sound of a human voice or voices over images shown on the screen that may or may not be related to the images being shown. Consequently, voiceovers are sometimes used to create ironic counterpoint. In radio, voiceovers are an integral part of the success of the radio program. Although the announcer holds the prestige and
claim...
Wow. Although the announcer holds the prestige and claims all the glory, it is the voiceover artist that is the real drive behind the show. For example, David M. Green's Summer Powwow and his voiceover artist, Tim Ray.
You're just advertising yourself now, aren't you?
No.
What's next? Will you have your own segment on the Powwow page of my website? Which I'm not going to say right now, I'll say it later.
I've also heard he edited the page of the crazy French cult, the Raelians, to be the Tim Raelians.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we're just going to move on from that. Right now, Powwow, a song. And the name of that song, I Don't Want to Know. Seriously. Hey, hey. Welcome back. I'm David M. Green, and you are tuned into Pow...
Wow.
There it is.
What?
I'm on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. With me this evening is Nick Godfrey.
Hello.
Oh, ow. What are you doing?
Hitting you in the head.
That's not very nice. Tim Raisin back from the newsroom.
Yep.
In the studio. And now, with a call for you, the listener, to subscribe to this lovely station, here is simply Adam.
Can you still... I'm sorry. Can you still buy anything for a dollar these days? A chocolate frog? The smile on the face of a young child? Two sticky sweet lollipops. But if you grow out of lollies, $1 can buy a whole week of challenging music problems. I'm sorry. Of challenging programs and wonderful music. If you subscribe to Radio Adelaide, it's only $52 for the whole year, and only half of that with a concession card. $26, that is. Call 8303-5000 or drop into the studios on 223 North Terrace. Oh yeah. Absolutely sensational.
Thanks, Adam. hi, I'm David M. Green. You're still on Powwow. Hey, check out our website, davidmgreen.com. You can download the podcast of this show and of previous shows. You listen to sketches, leave comments, damn it. Like you, Tim Ray. You're the only person who's left comments.
Am I the only person?
Oh, there was someone else, but she's in Sweden now, so...
Hmm. How is she?
Oh, I think she's okay.
Hmm.
We also have a MySpace page, but really the purpose of that is just to direct you from the MySpace page to the website. But if you want to see that, it's myspace.com/powwowradio. That address again, myspace.com/powwowradio. Also, have you come across this website called fruitcup.org?
Fruitcup.org?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
It's an interesting website. If you don't know anything about it, you should check it out.
Is that for some sort of fruit fast food industry?
Some sort of organization or something. I don't know. It's coming soon, apparently.
What was that website again? Fruitcup.org.
That's right.
Okay.
Wow, yeah. Teasing.
I believe
teaser.
I believe it's the website is actually endorsed by former Prime Minister Paul Keating.
This is the sweetest victory of all.
Yeah, you don't want to know what I added to his speech, do you?
Wow.
All right, thank you very much. Nick Godfrey, thank you.
Hey,
for being
David.
Here.
Thanks for having me. And Adam, thanks for having me.
I had you many times, Nick.
Hey, are you the same Adam from the Bible?
Rumor has it.
Wow.
Indeed, Nick. Adam Navarro, thank you very much for coming.
That's your new catchphrase, Nick, but... thank you, David. It was a pleasure to be here.
Can't wait to listen. Can't wait to listen to your show. Of course, broadcasting every p.m. That time again. Evening. Don't forget to tune in. It's fantastic. And Tim Ray, thank you very much for being here and your news update. Although we're probably not going to do that again. So just
And perhaps the next time you meet me, I'll be the Marion City Council Young Citizen of the Year Award.
Wow.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
We'll keep you updated. Keep us updated about that. But right now, like James Bond, hang on, got to get this set. There we go. Like James Bond, Bow Wow will return next week here on Radio Adelaide, 11 p.m. 101.5 FM. Said that out of order, but I'll keep going. However, unlike any James Bond film, with the exception of the Timothy Dalton ones, Pow Wow will be featuring more obscure 80s new wave music, as well as various comic filler in between. One place you're certainly not going to hear any obscure 80s new wave music, or comedy, or preparation, is on Black Market Radio, which is up next. Stay tuned if you want to hear some punk, hardcore, and ska, whatever that is. But if not, from me, David M. Green, good night. Also, A View to a Kill. Fool's paradise. It's just the fool's paradise. Anyhow. It's just the fool's paradise. It's just the fool's paradise. It's just the fool's paradise. Anyhow.
We're looking for some kind of creature. Set your faces on Force 3 to kill.